For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. This special report brought to you by Central Livestock in Albany and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Bob Wirth joining us, a farmer near Lake Benton, Minnesota, has been very active over the years on the corn side and the soybean side. He joins us as he was in the midst of a meeting for the Soybean Association talking policy, and he says Commodity Classic is an ideal place to be doing this as an organization.
You know, this is a great place to talk about Farm Bill, all this stuff, legislator. I mean, this is where grassroots has started from. So here we go, talking about policy moving forward. This is what's going to happen for the next year. I mean, this is where we're directing our ASA leaders to go forward in Washington, D.C. So right today we're having a caucus meeting talking about, you know, on the whole packet, going through it and finding what's new and what isn't. The Farm Bill is a big topic, talking about the ARC program, the PLC program, and how what's wrong with it and how we can fix it. We're talking about that, talking about crop insurance. You know, we don't want to lose anything in the crop insurance. We'd like to see it more added. You know, there was some states are actually talking about, you know, putting conservation practices into the crop insurance, which we don't know if that really is a good place. We're all in favor of conservation practices, and we all love the crop insurance, but I don't know if the two should be put together. So, I mean, there's a lot of discussion going on. Transportation, a lot of issues on transportation. How we can, because we all know our infrastructure is going, deteriorating very fast. So we're trying to work on things to get them, to improve them, to help us in agriculture.
And to do it in a time-sensitive way, because I'm sure you get certain states that have certain interests and viewpoints and other states, and trying to blend that all together, I'm sure, can be a head-scratcher at times.
Oh, it is, and that's when the main delegate session, which will happen on Thursday, can really be exciting, because, you know, you have states discussing, I mean, a really good discussion on what one state likes and how we can convince that state to like. So all the states will like what they're trying to do, and vice versa. I mean, it's really good discussion, and that's why this is so exciting, though, the grassroots part of it. Farmers are talking to farmers, trying to figure out what's best policy for them and their state.
When you talk Minnesota on a national level, there has to be, I would say, a lot of respect or interest into what we do in our state. Seems like we're on the forefront on dealing with some of this on a local and statewide.
It sure is. I mean, you know, the buffer strips, so we look at We're the forefront of that buffer strip, and right, wrong, or indifferent, but we are trying to do something to make a cleaner water. That's what we're after. Do we think this is a perfect policy? No, but it's a good start. We just need to tweak it a lot more and make it workable for everyone.
A lot of talk regarding RFS, renewable fuels, biodiesel. What's all in that whole realm?
Well, that's just coming up. I mean, that's still another part in the book. We haven't got that far yet in our book, but you know, it's going to be talk, because Minnesota is a leader in ethanol, a leader in biodiesel. Just think, we're going to the 20% on May 1st. No other state's even close to us, and that's really good, and I'm very proud to be a leader in biodiesel, because that's really good for the farmer in their pocketbook and for the environment and the, you know, the air quality.
As of Tuesday morning, we heard too, Bill Northey finally confirmed too. That's big news.
Well, it is good. I get so frustrated that we don't have our undersecretaries in place, and that's hurting us in agriculture, because we need our leadership in place to move forward. I mean, we had an undersecretary talking to us today on AFSA, and I mean, he's a good guy, but we need the people that are supposed to be there taking charge.
Minnesota farmer Bob Wirth joining us here on Chasm Radio from Commodity Classic. This special report is also brought to you by the Minnesota Corn Growers Association and Mid-Soda Manufacturing in Avon. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.